Look again at how he lifts their praises and demonstrates their love. For after saying, I was pleased that my letter was so influential and that you benefited so much, for I rejoice, he says, not that you were upset, but that you were upset enough to repent. And after showing his own love, for he says, even though I wrote to you, it was not for the sake of the person who did wrong, nor for the sake of the one who was wronged, but to reveal our concern for you. He once again mentions another indication of their goodwill, giving them significant praise and demonstrating the sincerity of their affection. For, in your consolation, he says, we rejoiced even more because of Titus's joy. And yet this isn't a sign of someone who loves them intensely, being happier for Titus than for them. Yes, he responds, it is, for I didn't rejoice as much for his sake as for yours. As a result, he adds the reason, saying, because all of you refreshed his spirit. He didn't say he, but his spirit. That is his love for you. And how were they refreshed? By everyone. For this, too, is a very high praise.